We're on your classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis, and many parents, as all of us, as we get older, we do get closer and closer to retirement age, even if they do want to keep kicking retirement age further and further down the track. But we need to be looking at what we're doing in preparation, how we are setting ourselves up, and that may mean relying on our kids. Well, I mean, if you're close to retirement age, relying more on your kids to help you live that comfortable retirement life. I'm joined by Julia Newbold, Managing Editor with Money Magazine. Julia, how's it going?
Very well, thank you, Jordan.
So, of course, retiring is a huge financial commitment because you're stepping away from work. If you're relying on your super, you're relying on the pension, it's a big commitment.
Yeah, and you get people retiring at different ages. Some are retiring after 70, some are retiring later, some are retiring a lot earlier. And what you're going to do with your super and how you're going to make that last is important depending on your age. If you're looking at retiring and you've got elderly parents that you might have to take care of, you need to factor some of that into the expense and what you'll be doing. And if you're the elderly parent and you're looking to what will you do next, will you downsize and so on, that's another aspect of the equation to look at.
Of course, depending on your living arrangements, just having a house or renting can be quite expensive, especially if you no longer have that same income as you had while you were working. So imagine downsizing comes with is probably an attractive option.
It is. If you haven't saved enough into your super for your living expenses, it's well and good to have a really valuable house, but it's not going to pay you week to week to live. So some people will choose to downsize and take some of the equity out of their homes to put into their super. And that's an effective way of, adding to your super costs. But sometimes it can be difficult because when you say downsizing and you're thinking, well, I want to get a smaller place, I want it closer to the city or whatever, it works out that the price isn't always that great a differential. But you are able to, if you're over 65 and you want to make a downsizer contribution, you can put in $3,000 per person who owns the house into superannuation, which can be a substantial lot of money to keep you going.
And I guess as well, like if you are, when you hit retirement age, you don't want to do a lot of moving around either. You kind of want to, this is where I'm retiring, this is where I want to be. So finding that place to be.
That's right, and it's very expensive to move house and, to sell a house, to buy a house, you've got your stamp duty costs, you've got your doing up costs if you're, selling a home, you've got the actual moving costs. So it's good to have a think about it before you're ready to do it to make sure that when you do move, you're moving into the right environment. Like if you think that you can downsize into a new suburb that you've never been to before to live, and you might get there and find that it's not really your type of people, or you haven't got access to the same things that you used to have that you missed, or it's too far from your family or whatever. So it's a good idea to do quite a bit of that research before you're actually ready to make that move.
And I guess make sure the house is appropriate for you to age in as well.
That's correct, yeah. You don't want to buy something that's, three stories if you're not going to be able to walk up the stairs in a few years to come. So you do want to make sure that it's within your means to actually upkeep.
I guess a bungalow is very popular with the retirees then.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I guess how much then should someone ideally be saving once they have hit retirement age, I guess with either their own personal savings or super on top of that?
Well, that's a really hard question, Jordan. Once you retire, you're not going to be able to save much money because you've got your superannuation and you've probably worked it out so that you'll be getting a certain amount per week. And, a lot of people work that out to be pretty close to what they actually need in expenses. But, if you can manage to cut a few things and you can manage to, maybe do a couple of days a week or, do some piecemeal work or something like that, you can always often you can recontribute into super so that you do have the means to sustain you for longer.
Mm. And I guess, because super hasn't been around for, at least the people hitting retirement age now, hasn't been around for their entire careers, so it might not even be sufficient enough for a full, comfortable retirement just yet.
No, so often that will get, if you haven't got enough saved, you will be able to draw on the pension as well. And with the super that you do have plus the pension, that is often a good way of meeting your living expenses.
So I guess just when it comes to retirement, if you are looking to stop work and just relax for the last part of your time. Oh, this is getting very dark. just make sure that you are, you know, you're fully aware of your situation and prepared.
Yeah, it's good to know your options and to have a plan in place. You know, and it's not just financial when you're retiring. Make sure you've got things to do and people that you want to be with, because retirement's not just about the money side of it and the not working. It's about having a life that you want to enjoy.
For sure. Well, Julia, thanks for chatting today.
Thank you very much, Jordan.
That was Julie Newbold, Managing Editor of Money Magazine, on your Classic It's Breakfast.